Good morning and welcome on Sunday the 17th of October 2021. Our readings today are from the book of Hebrews chapter 5 verses 1 to 10 and the gospel according to St. Mark chapter 10 verses 35 to 45. And I want to look initially at Hebrews chapter 5. Let me read from the beginning. It's entitled in my Bible, and I use the New King James Version of the Bible. And it's entitled, Qualifications for High Priesthood. Verse 1. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself is also subject to weakness. Because of this, he is required as for the people, so also for himself, to offer sacrifices for sins. And no man takes this honour to himself, but he who is called by God, just as Aaron was. And that's ending in verse 4. This is talking about the high priest. And the high priest, obviously, as this is the book of Hebrews, or the book to the Hebrews, it's to the book to the Jews. And the Jews understood what a high priest was. So as it says in verse 1, for every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God. And to be honest, that's where I want to stop. Because I want to make an analogy here about the calling that people talk about. I myself was called of God to be a minister for God, and in particular a minister in the Church of Ireland. But I was not called to be a high priest for Jews. And there's a difference. The main difference is what it goes on to say. Excuse me. Now let me read it again. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men and things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. And that's the bit that was true for the Jews, and to be honest, is still true for the Jews today, because they did not recognize Jesus as their Messiah. And yet when you read on in the book of Hebrews, into chapter 10 of Hebrews, let me read a few verses here, starting from verse 12. Well, actually, I'll start from verse 11. And again, in my Bible, it's entitled, Christ's death perfects the sanctified. So verse 11, and every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, now let me just stop there for a minute. The word man is a capital M. So it's man meaning Jesus. So let me read again from verse 11. And every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, from that time waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Jesus Christ alone is our great high priest, made the perfect sacrifice of his own body for the forgiveness of sins. And he did it once, 2,000 years ago, or roughly 2,000 years ago. Jesus died on the cross. The perfect sacrifice, the Lamb of God that John the Baptist talked about. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And that is the role of Jesus. But if I go back then to Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1, for every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God. And the thing is that I said I've been called of God, and I believe God called me to be his minister. But I don't offer gifts and sacrifices for sins because Jesus has already done that. Jesus has already done that. But we do still stand in this position, in my case, as being a rector of the Church of Ireland, as being in charge of a parish, of helping the people to minister to God, to worship God, to praise God, to be with God, to be aware of God. And my job, perhaps more, is to teach the people. To teach the people about how to approach God, about what it is that they have, and really to teach people who they are in Christ. Because whenever we come to God and we believe in Jesus, and we believe that he is the Saviour of the world, and we believe that what it says in Hebrews 10, that he is the great high priest who has offered himself as the perfect sacrifice, and we are forgiven, past, present, and future tense sins, because he offered one sacrifice, one time, for all sin, and for all people. For all people, for all things. And that is wonderful. That is good news. That is good news. Because Jesus has paid for our sin. Jesus has made a way for us to enter into the holy place of God. And indeed, actually, if I go back in chapter 4 of Hebrews that we read last week, let me just scroll down there. What it says at the end of chapter 4, verse 14, seeing then that we have a great high priest, talking about Jesus, who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, there it is, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So you see, because of Jesus' sacrifice, because Jesus has made the way possible for us to come into heaven, we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Because of what he has done. And so then it leads into today's reading. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God. And so there are people who are listening to me who may feel or sense the call. The call of God to minister for God unto the people and unto God. But it's not for offering sacrifices, because that's what Jesus has already done. Yes, the Jews still offer sacrifices for sins. But we don't need to, because Jesus has paid the price for our sin. Whenever we celebrate in Holy Communion, we celebrate at the Holy Table. We don't celebrate at an altar, because an altar is somewhere where you make a sacrifice. But rather, we celebrate at a holy table because we are remembering what Jesus has already done for us all. And yes, there are priests like myself who are appointed from among men, for men. And again, you know, that's talking about men and women. Because yes, as we have in the Church of Ireland, there are male priests and there are female priests. Because we're in that position where we've been appointed, we've been taken from men, from among men, and we're appointed for men and women, in the things pertaining to God. And so we celebrate the sacraments, Holy Communion and baptism. We prepare people for life, and we lay them to rest in death. And that is our role within the church. But it's a role that you don't just decide to go to because you recognize what it says here at the beginning of Hebrews chapter 5. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God. And so I would want to encourage you to hear what I'm saying, that yes, I am talking about Jesus the high priest and what he has done. But I'm also talking to people who are maybe feeling that call to ministry. Feeling that call to leadership, feeling that call of God to come and work in the church and for the church and with the church and ultimately for God, on the things pertaining to God. So I would want to challenge you to examine your heart, to think strongly and closely on what God is calling you to do. Now at the same time, some of you may be called, but not to ministry, not as in to the priesthood. But you may still be called. So be careful on the decisions that you make on whether you come into the priesthood or not. But seek the Lord and he will show you, he will guide you. He will teach you and lead you in all things. So Jesus, yes, is our high priest, but he's the last high priest because he has paid for all sins. He made the perfect sacrifice. As I said earlier, John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And Jesus truly has done that. He has taken away the sin of the world. He did it 2,000 years ago. And he's not dying on a cross today. He died once for all sin. And because it's for all sin, it's for all people. Because all people apart from Jesus have sinned and need a payment for that sin. And we can no longer come along and try and pay for it for ourselves because we always fall short. We keep falling short. But when we come to Jesus and recognize that he made the ultimate perfect sacrifice when he hung on the cross and died on the cross, he took our sin, him who was sinless. No sin at all was he paying for himself. But he was then able to take all of our sin, the sin of the whole world. And whenever I say our sin, we didn't actually exist whenever he died. You know, we use those terms that he died for our sin and he died for my sin. That was 2,000 years ago, before you existed. So the thing is, we were in his future. Because if you can imagine being 2,000 years ago, 2021 is away in the future. Because that was around the year 3035 AD, the year of our Lord. This is now 2021, and he died for our sins in the future before we were even born. Which means he didn't only die for our sins today, he's also died for our sins tomorrow, and next week, and next month, and next year. And if the world is still around in 2050, he's died for the sins of the people then. So Jesus died once for all sin, for all people. And so we come to him and we believe in him and we receive the salvation that he has bought for us as our high priest. And again, as I've said before, there's an exchange that took place on the cross because Jesus, the perfect sinless man, took our sin and in exchange he gave us his righteousness. And therefore, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That is who you are in Christ if you're believing and trusting in Jesus. But at the same time, as I've said all of that, what it says in Hebrews 5 and verse 1, "For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God." There is still a need, in a sense, for high priests, but people who will minister in the church, people who are called as leaders within the church. And so there are some of you hearing this. It's not for everyone, but there are some of you are hearing this, that God is calling you. And I challenge you to take seriously that call, to hear the call, to answer the call, and offer yourself for ministry in the things pertaining to God. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.